The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
All right, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. It's my first time. I was a little rusty. Mr. Producer, how am I doing? Am I doing all right? Does everything sound good? We rocking and rolling? You know, I feel like it's kind of like riding a bike, hosting a show. I feel like I'm, you know, pretty much back to the status quo. I don't know. Watch out. This might get me back on the radio regularly. Once I get a taste for it, next thing you know, I'm doing shows again. Watch out. Last hour, we were talking about a cornucopia of topics. We do have open lines, and we'll continue to keep the lines open since I've missed you guys and want to hear from you. We were talking a little bit about some of the up is down is up rhetoric that they're teaching our children about their gender, about their sexuality. And before we ended last hour, we were beginning to speak with Marcus in Idaho, who has an intriguing story for us. Again, adults, I don't care what you want to do. I'm not that guy. I really am not. I'm pretty libertarian when it comes to social issues. I don't believe in murdering. I don't believe in hurting one another or stealing. But other than that, if you want to chop off the banana, go for it. If you like guys and you're a guy, whatever. It's whatever. Honestly, I don't even really want to talk about it because it's of no interest to me. I have better things to focus on. But Marcus was sharing with us that, and let me get the story straight. In college, Marcus, you were transgender.
That's right. Mm. Let me put away the food. Yeah.
So tell me, you're a biological male, and you were a woman in college. Did you take hormones?
No, I grew up
cross dressed. What was the deal?
I grew up as a male, and then in college, I started dancing in ballet and just kind of. Remembering back to my past when I maybe was 8 years old and putting in a little nail polish with my neighbor girl, and we just played with dolls and whatever. I thought, well, that's what I'm supposed to be. So, of course, I went through all the transition period, and it was hell in college. It really fucked me over. Sorry for the language. I won't do that again. My voice was my major. I was studying opera, so that was out of the picture. Everything
can,
that
can
I did
you,
in college.
Can you sing a little opera for us? You still got the pipes?
Que bella cosa giornata e sole.
Beautiful, Marcus. First of all, I want to point this out. This is probably the first time a reformed transgender sang opera on Republic Broadcasting. I just want to point that out. So this is a first.
All right.
But Marcus, tell me, so what happened? What's the story here? What eventually happened?
Well, so I went through all the crap and the injections and the stuff and life and trying to get work and impossible back in the 90s and going through whatever I could to do that. To survive, and it's the dreams. It's the dreams where you know you're a man, and you're alive as a man, and they won't go away. Your dreams won't go away. You can realize that is the power that God is upon you and saying, no matter what, the history is upon yourself. And I think that's why they're trying to get the children as young as they can, because they won't have the history of their dreams and everything to fall back upon and say, I'm just a transgender, and I go through that for their whole life.
That's a fascinating take. You're kind of a transgender whistleblower of sorts, no pun intended.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, for the last 5 years, 6 years, it's been 15 years since I stopped being transgender, but for the past 5 or 6 years, I'd talk to anybody about this, just because of the agenda which is being pushed on others, and me knowing that it's a lie. I mean, you can't lie about your biology. Your body will always talk to you. Your dreams will always talk to you. There was, no matter how much you can wish and pray and hope for something other, it's not going to happen. Your biology is your biology.
Seems to be one of those laws of nature, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, thank you so much for sharing that story with me. I know it's not easy to come out on stuff like that, but I appreciate the insight.
It's been too long. It's been too long for it not to be that easy. I wanted to press one other thing to you.
Sure.
Did you know that Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, is a Jew, besides being an illegal Cuban refugee, and the family came here on a tourist visa and then stayed illegally and came into the country. And so when he's doing, allowing all these illegal peoples to come into our country with no compunction and just saying, we'll give you cash and everything else, there's two things which are going on here. That's his history. He's saying, well, you know, we did it. Why not let other people do it? And the other thing is, he's a Jew, just like Mrs. Spector, the Professor Lerner Spector, and Deborah Newland, which are intentionally trying to interact with the New World Order and destroy the country.
Well, I love it. Thanks for sharing that with us, Marcus. Once again, it's great to hear from a former transgender individual calling out somebody for being a Jew. What a world we live in where we can have discourse like this. Let's talk to Charles in Florida now. Charles in Florida, how are you, my friend? Charles in Florida. Are you a transgender Jew?
No, sir. No.
Well, that's good to know. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I heard you ask a question. What is the transgender spectrum?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called. It was called the gender spectrum, according to the Academy of Pediatrics. It's from their puberty guide.
The gender spectrum is that fictitious grouping of imaginary alternatives to the three possibilities biologically that humans can possess, which is, you know, male, female, and hermaphrodite. We call them intersex, but I think the appropriate term is hermaphrodite. And those are people who are, you know, born with two sets of pipes, so to speak.
And that's right.
I think the real answer is it's the same kind of fiction that they have for the autism spectrum, which refers to a bunch of vaccine-damaged folks that have a variety of levels of damage depending on how many vaccines they got, how weak their own immune system was when they got them. But obviously there are only three genders, male, female, and hermaphrodite. They're created by nature or nature's God. And the rest is just a mental illness that the woke communist mafia are trying to subject the rest of the world through. And you know, their disinformation bureau, I think, is exactly what it is, what it's called. Not a real ministry of truth. They're too dumb to even use doublespeak. They call it exactly like it is. It's the disinformation bureau, and their job is to provide disinformation.
That's exactly right. Jen Psaki, the press secretary, acknowledged that this disinformation governance board existed in a press conference yesterday during the White House briefing. Psaki said she couldn't provide many details other than saying the Bureau would monitor misinformation on topics such as COVID-19 and election. And I wonder if she's talking about the misinformation that the powers that should not be are providing.
Well, my question is, what a group or legislation of Congress allowed for the authorization of the creation of that Bureau? What oversight or what body has oversight to appointees or appointed pretend officials that pretend to be the officer of that Bureau? And does the original scope of the Patriot Act, I believe, which gave us the ability to create the Department of Homeland Security, or as I prefer to call it, Gestapo, does it allow for the creation of a fiction bureau?
These are all really important questions. Yeah, these are all great questions, and many of them are somewhat rhetorical. Charles, before I let you go, and we got the phone lines lighting up, we'll go to Andrea and James, and we'll take your calls as well at 512-248-8252 or our toll-free number, 800-313-9443. Charles, we were talking about what they're doing with these this gender spectrum. Do you have kids?
I do. I have three beautiful girls.
And what kind of a future would you like to see for them? Are you a fan? Are you worried of what kind of world they live in? I mean, obviously, I anticipate your answer here, but what kind of world do you want to see for them?
I'd like to see a world where rational thought and critical thinking skills are ingrained into children from a very young age. I educate my children based on something called the classical education model, which was based on the Greek trivium, which is grammar, rhetoric, and logic, and those orders and degrees, and it helps develop a well-trained mind capable of asking good but difficult questions.
Well, you said grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and you're right. It's important that it's in that order. Because the grammar,
rhetoric, and logic.
Because the grammar is the foundation. The logic is the processor, and the rhetoric is the wisdom in how you apply those understandings.
Well, it's amazing the lack of grammar that is taught in the schools these days. I had to file a title at the courthouse some years ago, and I was able to overhear the conversation of a young female that was in court, obviously from a low socioeconomic background. She spoke a version of ghettoese. She happened to belong to the European blooded majority in this country, so she wasn't a minority. Yet her vocabulary was so limited. I watched her and listened to her use an expletive, this happened to be the F word, and she used it in so many different contexts that I heard her use it as a noun, a verb, an adjective, and an adverb.
Well, I got a hint to her.
A very short phone call.
She's expressing herself. She's utilizing that word. I mean, that's a very versatile word.
Well, this is the whole plan from the book 1984. You eliminate words from the dictionary. You eliminate concepts from the minds of men. And, of course, the Disinformation Bureau, I'm sure, would, if we allow them to perpetrate it, is just the beginning of their plans to implement a dystopian, Orwellian-type society. So it behooves us, solutions, to go to our local school boards, to run for office on city councils. There's a George Soros-funded drive that's taken place over the last 10 to 15 years across the land to put globalist shills into local positions of prosecutor, city council, mayor, and district attorneys and even sheriffs. And
yeah, I was going to say the sheriff's office is one of the most powerful. Yeah, I was going to say the sheriff's office is one of the more powerful places to take back power locally.
It is the most power. The sheriff is the highest power in the land in any given county, with possibly the exception of the game ward. And they are truly powerful members of our government. And if we run for city council, we run for school board, we apply constitutional freedom-based principles. You know, I heard you say you're a libertarian, and I think our founding fathers could have all been labeled that way, but I think the word libertarian conjures up in the minds of conservatives liberal. It's a false equivocation association that happens when they hear the term libertarian, which turns them off to freedom-based values because they don't understand the root of that is not liberal, but liberty.
That's
and
right.
I think that we need to be a freedom-driven society that is trained classically so that we're not able to be duped by would-be masters.
Well, Charles, we agree on a lot of things here, my friend. You should call more often. Maybe next time I do the show, you'll call in again. I've enjoyed this discussion.
Well, thank you so much, and I think you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm not familiar with the show. I just stumbled onto it today.
All right. Well, thanks, Charles. Great to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Phone lines are lighting up now. Geez, there's a lot to talk about, and I feel like we're running out of time. So let's get right back into it. We hit a break. We'll come right back to you. Andrea in Oklahoma, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't want to talk about the situation with children.
Every parent has
their children. But what I am concerned about is backing up to our election, which was clearly robbed, and with the laws as they are, needed to be fixed back at those times, that people stood behind the president they elected, and our nation, I mean, how many movies have been made of where the Capitol has been taken over by some foreign entity, and we send people in and we save the day, and we have our government. Trump was elected. He still draws thousands upon thousands of people, 30,000, 40,000. He fills stadiums. Biden stayed in his basement. He made it very clear he didn't have to get out there. It was a coup. It was stolen. That in itself is horrible. Any media that lies to a nation, to the world, continually, doesn't need, whoever's in charge of that needs to have it taken away from them. We the people don't need to sit there with the TV going and having it lie to us. We don't need to buy into their lies and drink the Kool-Aid. We need to stop it, and we need to stand up together. And until we do that, the things will go on. All this insanity has been started with Biden being put there and whoever is, he's just the puppet, him stopping the oil and creates the prices, stopping the farmers, paying them off from creating food for we the people, has all that in itself declared war on we the people. And until we do something, if we sit idly by and allow this to happen while people from other countries are flooding in, then we still will continue to have a problem. We need to unite.
All right, Andrea. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you hanging with us tonight. We'll come back to James in Vancouver, Dave in New York. It's Bob Tuscan filling in. And enjoying this. Maybe we'll hear from you as well. 800-313-9443.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Chuck Schumer and other progressives want President Biden to forgive $50,000 in student loans per student. First of all, it's not forgiveness. It would be taxpayers repaying the loans. Forgiving the loan would be the bank saying that it didn't need to be paid back. Rest assured, the bank will get their money. Or should I say, our money. I didn't go to college because I didn't want the debt. And I'll be damned if I willingly pay off other people's useless degrees. Government created this problem by insisting that everyone needs to go to college, and now the government is doing what it always does, expecting you and I to pay to fix the problem. Student debt forgiveness will be the death of all personal responsibility. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pacem. Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. 5% appear too small. Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Try to sit, I'll tax your feet. If you get too cold, I'll tax your heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. Tax me.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast. Bob Tuscan here with you, and I am enjoying it. I'm back in the saddle again. Let's speak with James in Vancouver, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, James.
Yeah, good afternoon. You mentioned this, what is it, sexual spectra, that kind of thing. Those terms get cooked up. They get cooked up by outfits like the RAND Corporation or the Brookings Institution that get hired to do this kind of thing. And those plans go to something like the Central Intelligence Agency, and they get the big mainstream media to plug it, and then they get everybody on a roll. and they create a trend that way. And it's big money behind it.
And big time.
If you get into merchandising, I was in merchandising in Hollywood for 10 years. And one guy told me, he said, don't forget, sex sells. Okay? So they're just like P.T. Barnum. They're just giving us back something packaged in another way. And P.T. Barnum always used to say, a sucker is born every minute. See?
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And we have guys like Edward Bernays, who understood how to propagandize the masses and how to play on gender and the various roles that were being, you know, fought against by some, and they carefully placed propaganda to galvanize people to do things that traditionally they didn't want to do or they didn't need or want. And now, next thing you know, they're a society of consumers that are swayed by the sex of this or the sex of that.
Right. And don't forget, somebody hired Edward Bernays, okay? He didn't just hire himself. People higher up hire these guys, okay?
This is
true. The guys that you see speaking for the government, the people he's got working for him and his... you call that thing the committee or his, the people, you know, all of these departments, they're all hired by somebody higher up. And that's the question. Who's at the top? It ain't the president, see?
No, it's definitely not. We've known that. And we know that Elon Musk is not the richest man in the world, and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos.
Right. So let me ask you this question. Which is the oldest company in existence?
The Prostitution Society of the world.
How about the Vatican?
I'll take Vatican for 500, James.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. So you add up the present net worth of the Vatican, amortized over 2,000 years, and you'll have the richest company in the world, and also it has the organization. It has the organizational drive to move this kind of thing. See,
I think people forget about the Vatican far too often. Yeah, you know, I've been a long proponent of exposing the Jesuits. Good point. James, thanks so much, brother. I want to squeeze in a call here real quick, speaking of the Vatican, before we go to the break, and then we'll come back to Dave and Ryan. Steve is on the line. Hello, Steve.
Well, hello, Bob. It's good to hear you back on the air again. I think you sound really good.
Is this the world-famous Steve Starrs, my brother, my former co-host for many years, my dear friend? Is that you?
It is me, only because you made me that person. You know, you had to twist my arm to get on the radio with you, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm a better man for it, Bob. And you were... You got such great guests, and you got some great callers. I'm going to let you get back to them, but I just want to see if you can maybe possibly get an hour show or something going again, because,
you're pushing it.
Pushing it. Okay, well, you know, I know you got your, you're a family man, you're a busy guy, but it's good to hear you. And all the good listeners out there, too, at RBN, that a lot of them remember us. You know, we were telling everybody back in 2016 that Trump needed to fire Fauci day one. And people were saying, who's Fauci, Bob? Do you remember that?
I remember. People don't realize that long before the Fauci that most people know today was the Fauci who most people know today, we were exposing him and the HIV fraud and your documentary, HIV equals AIDS, Factor Fraud, long time ago exposed these fake pandemics and these fake initiatives. Thank you for your work, Steve. Good to hear from you, brother. Let's do a show sometime, all right?
All right, we will. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Bob Tuscan filling in on RBN.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shh. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
cell phone radiation causing sharp rise in Alzheimer's cases. That's right. Cell phone radiation, according to a new study published in Current Alzheimer's Research, has been linked to an exposure of cell phones and other forms of radiation, including Wi-Fi, are also implicated. But don't worry, folks. 5G is okay. The naked body scanners at the airport are okay. Constantly being bombarded with these frequencies are okay. It's all okay. Don't worry about it. Just go back to sleep. It's going to be okay. Bob Tuscan, thanks for tuning in. Glad to be here. It's been a while. 1-800-313-9443. We got full line, so let's get back to the calls and speak with Dave in New York. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Bob. Yes, I heard your name a long time ago. I just don't remember hearing what you said. But when I heard Jack Blood again, I said, wow, that's from Blast from the Past. He's so characteristic. You can't miss his voice. But it's good to hear you doing something, I guess. You were talking about Trump, and others have talked about, I heard Mike Rivera hoping that he gets in and all this. And I just think, I don't know, I haven't looked at Susan Bradford's work in detail, but she was on Jeff Rentz last night. She wrote a book, I guess, How Trump Deceived America. Very interesting, showing all his connections that he's just like totally controlled, which isn't surprising, Mr. Warp Speed, right?
I don't doubt it.
I got to tell you, Dave, to be candid with you,
I again, no politician is going to be our savior. I spoke about Ron DeSantis here in the state of Florida. I like a lot of things that I'm hearing. I'm not going to put all my eggs in that basket. I am tired of looking at these wolves in sheep's clothing and hoping that they make a difference.
They fake you out. And like Bradley Dean said different times, he's talking about DeSantis. He's there. Look what he's doing. He's a fake. So, I mean, Bradley's got, you know, some interesting ideas sometimes, that things you don't think of that he brings up. So, but regarding this COVID thing and the disease,
I've heard
you talking about it before.
Yeah.
I know a number of people who got really sick off it. One guy's, you know, he's using a walker and oxygen now, and the guy he got it from is dead. Partly with the help of the hospital, I think, but he was 83. So, you know, tough old farmer, but, you know, and so I don't think we, there's a seriousness to this disease that's much different than like the flu.
I disagree.
And, it's very clear. I mean, these people have scarred lungs. This lady who works here, she's a zoologist, and her husband, she kept getting it from her husband who works in the hospital. Just scarred lungs. I mean, it's very crazy.
I believe that people have scarred lungs, but I don't believe that there is a correlation with it. You know, I feel as if we are detoxing from various things in our environment more than ever before, and that's obviously a factor. And if it's snake venom, I don't know. But nonetheless, I do not believe
that it's pretty well established it's not snake venom.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe that the mainstream narrative of what COVID is at all factual.
Well, prove it isn't. We have like over 10,000 scientists and technicians around the world getting this sequence. It's like 30,000 bases long. They're finding the sequence all over the place. They're not all colluding. There's other colluding.
Wait a second.
What
do you mean by the sequence? What does that mean?
You know, in high school biology, there's a sequence, a genetic sequence.
Uh-huh.
This is an mRNA virus.
And how are they isolating that sequence?
They have their own procedures. If you go to thermofisher.com, this was explained by Dr. Richard Fleming. He happens to have 450 mm-hmm. publications. Okay. They use the sequencers, and they chop it apart one at a time.
Of dollars off of their PCR and RT-PCR testing, that company?
I don't know that they do that or not. I don't know.
Yeah, and I do. And you know who also knew that they did that was Dr. Carrie Mullis, the Nobel Prize winner, who discovered the technique behind PCR and was very outspoken before he passed away.
Well, he invented the technique. He developed it, yes.
Yeah, I realize that. And he was very
outspoken. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have validity to some degree. It's clearly a semi-quantitative test. As Dr. Ryan Cole from Cole Diagnostics in Utah, or no, in Idaho, and Richard Fleming both said, yes, you can use it to help you diagnose for someone who has symptoms. But you don't just go use it on everybody. That's what they did. That was,
you know, Dave,
really
I got to tell you, I have a much better technique to diagnose somebody with symptoms. It's called eyeballs and ears. If they're sneezing and they look sick, I can diagnose that person's ill. I guarantee that.
Right.
You know, my mom, she used to kiss my forehead to see if I had a temperature.
Yes.
So, well, all right, Dave.
I think
we need to keep an open mind and keep a dialogue going on this stuff. But I think we vary a little bit on our perspective there. But nonetheless, it's been a great call. Thanks so much for bearing with us. All right, let's talk to Chance in West Virginia now. Chance, how are you? Let's take a chance with you.
Yeah,
sure, you've never heard that one before.
Quite often. I got a call from one of my friends that mentioned your name and said you're filling in, so I figured I'd tune in.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, well, he had good words to say about you. So, and I'm a regular listener of RBN, but I got a question for you, Bob.
Uh-oh.
I tuned in. I tuned in. No, it's nothing against you. I tuned in at the top of the second hour, okay? And I heard this singing, and I heard that little bit of banter, okay? Now, my question is this, Bob, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to try to be discreet. I don't want to be insulting to anybody in any way. But correct me if I'm wrong, Bob. I have to ask, how is anybody supposed to take anyone else seriously when they can't even decide which gender's clothes to wear? I can't understand. Now, RBN is a Patriot Network, correct? Now, I'm not laying this on you, Bob. I'm not saying this is your fault. But I just find, I found that kind of baffling. And the reason why I bring this up, I guess, is because we're in a crap load of trouble in this country right now. And there's so many things that are being thrown at us in every way possible. It's overwhelming us. And when I hear somebody who's confused about whether they should wear pants or a dress, I got to ask myself, how effective is this kind of dialogue, and what good is it? Can you correct me if I'm wrong, Bob?
I think it's a total distraction. I think the more we dwell on this person's a secret, man, Michelle Obama's really a man, or this person, I think it's a complete distraction. Where the conversation was derived from...
Yeah, but Bob, if I mean to interrupt you for a minute, I personally don't care what people do behind closed doors. Really don't, okay? Okay, but on a Patriot platform, okay, and I hear this kind of talk, when this person can't decide if he should wear pants or a dress, I got to say to myself, how the hell effective can a Patriot movement be? What's on people's minds? I'm wondering if I'm in the Twilight Zone.
I think the caller you're talking about was a reformed transgender individual.
Okay, fine. But
and they were simply showing the errors of their thought process, and I thought it was interesting to hear that perspective.
Well, yeah, it is interesting in a way, maybe for a different platform. Personally, I don't really care what people do behind closed doors, don't get me wrong, but... I mean, I don't think Patriot Radio is the place.
I don't care either. But again, the conversation was derived from a couple headlines. We were talking about how the Pediatric Association was telling little girls at 9 years old that they can get a boner that little boys can menstruate. And it was more a commentary on just how the agenda of disinformation is so prevalent and how they're crossing the line, in my humble opinion, when they go after the family and the children.
Of course they are. I just tuned in.
I think that's the most patriotic thing you can bring up is family and children.
Well, of course, I agree with you there, but I guess the way it was brought up, I don't know. It's just,
all right, well, what the hell do you know, Chance? Get off the line. No, I'm joking. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
Take care, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, let's talk to John in Colorado now. John, am I an evil, satanic pedophile? What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Bob. A long, long time. I can't remember where I heard you and what show, if you were filling in. But
I did my own show for years, believe it or not.
Maybe when your name popped up, when the show started, I said, hey, that sounded like something in the past, but... been very entertaining. It was great listening to your son talk about.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. I thought that would be fun. I told him to call in.
You know, Bob, I thought first he was kind of one of these other people who's got a high voice. And then he started talking about, and it sounded like it was a little. Then it started to get serious, like he knew something about this, and all of a sudden he said, "My son, yeah." Oh, it was great to hear that. So, and like I said, He's free of drugs, vaccines. He's homeschooled, which is great. I like talking. It's surprising where I'm traveling or something, and I always run into people, families who homeschool their kids. And I said, "Thank you, what you're doing, and you're doing a great job." But you know all this kind of stuff, and of course the callers. It's great on RBN. You know they get all kinds of different ones where they have some disagreements or trying to they have something to say, and it's all in the direction you're trying to follow. So I hope that you come back, whether you do your own show or you fill in every now and then. Especially when people pass, not just John Stadmiller, some of these other longtime people. And you always wonder, like all the alternative publications I've read for all my 40 years, is who's going to replace them? Who are they going to find? And then they all of a sudden, they come up with these people. You just how, you know, newspapers like American Free Press, been around a long time, and it's great that they find these people. And you wonder, well, how long is that going to last? You know, but they seem to, great.
We've lost a lot of people over the years, of course. You know, Michael Collins Piper was a regular contributor to the American Free Press and a host on RBN. Victor Thorne, you know, obviously the late, great John Stadmiller, Rick Adams. I was talking with the producer during the break. We've lost a lot of people. And you wonder what
happened to them. It seems like there's a lot of mysteries what happened to these people. They might have died a natural death or an illness, and they're gone, and it's, you know, you don't know. But I've got all these people. I've got a lot of their books. I keep them. Matter of fact, here's a quick one. If you've never had a chance, if you can still get it, I don't know. It's Mike Piper's book called My First Days in the White House. And it's kind of fiction, but he wrote about the actually military did go after, and I think it was the time of Bush Jr., actually went after these, and the politicians, and they took them into custody, and they put them behind bars, and they said some were killed, and others, like the Rothschild, the Jews, they ended up finding a place somewhere like Texas to make up their own little country.
Well, yeah, I know the story well. I had Michael Collins Piper on as a guest and obviously listened into his show for many years. And yep, lots of good stuff. John, I want to get to these other callers before we run out of time, brother. But thank you. Hopefully we'll do it again, okay?
Bye.
All right, take care, man. Let's speak with Mark in Western New York. Hi, Mark.
Good evening. This is kind of a public service announcement.
Okay.
The bad weather we've been having for the past year and a half, I found this guy on YouTube, and some of you folks out there, I'm sure, follow him. I have no vested interest in this person, but his name's Ryan Hall, and he goes by the name of Ryan Hall, y'all. And you watch his weather forecast. Right now he's on live with six storm chasers with 21,000 people watching, and he's covering these tornado warnings out in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Once people lock onto this guy, they're going to forget about weather apps on their phone, the weather channel, the local weather.
Why? What makes him so compelling? Why?
He's awesome. I've seen him do shows where there were 40,000 people watching at the same time. He's just a brilliant pseudo meteorologist, and he picks this stuff up. He'll pick out a tornado forming before the new National Weather Service does.
Does he know about Harvey?
he doesn't go there. He keeps it straight, and I'm sure all of this has something to do with Alaska and other things as well. But
there's technology tremendous. That goes far beyond HARP at this point, scalar technologies and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Well interesting. I just wanted to mention it. I appreciate that, Mark.
He's on YouTube, and you people out in Kansas or Nebraska, you probably ought to be watching it now. He's got warnings in Washington County, Kansas. It'll change here. There's one for Hamilton County, Nebraska, Gary County, Kansas. It's amazing. He's really great.
I actually saw a tornado forming on the highway in central Florida about a month ago. And I was in the car on the highway, stuck in traffic. And now with these stupid phones, aka smartphones, you get these weather alerts.
Yeah.
And it alerted me on my phone that there's a tornado warning, stay indoors. And I'm thinking, well, I'm stuck in traffic. What do I do? And I look up in the sky and I literally see the tornado forming. It was wild. Absolutely wild.
Was that northern Florida?
It was central Florida.
Central.
Yeah. We had a tornado in northern Florida, and the radars didn't pick it up because there were radars that were down. This happened in Ocala about a month or two ago, and apparently there was some issue with the location where the radars were, where this tornado that touched down wasn't picked up, and as a result, it caused a ton of damage.
Apparently, there's some overlap regions where they aren't able to get precise data.
Yeah, this might have been the case. Yep.
But anyways, I just wanted to let everybody know this guy is fantastic.
Awesome. All right, well, Mark, I'm fascinated with weather. Thanks for that. We're going to wrap up the show with a few final phone calls. We have a chance to squeeze you in real quick at 1-800-313-9443, or you can get your crayon out and write our local number to join us, which is 512-248-8252. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I didn't get to half of the stack that I had to talk about because I got to be talking. I got to speak with you guys, which I love. I had my son calling in the first hour. If you didn't catch that, go in the archives. I felt like that was really fun. I think that's kind of a neat thing to do on the radio, to share that perspective with those out there, and that's what it's all about. So I really enjoyed that, and I'm glad you could join me for it as well. Let's speak with Chris in Florida on line one. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Bob. Chris Steiner here. Good to hear you back.
Chris
on the radio.
Steiner, what's going on, man? How you been?
Hey, doing a show there also Sunday. Well, it was in the morning, Sunday morning.
Nice.
So, and sometimes filling in on National Intel Report in the irregular rotation there in this time slot. But, it's on Sundays, 10 a.m. to noon Central. And, we just wanted to, I know we're running out of time. I want to let folks know that due to endocrine disruptors like chemical estrogen mimickers in plastic
BPA,
food packaging,
plastics, yep.
Yeah, BPA, bisphenol A, or phthalates, which has a weird spelling, starts a pH. T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S, and, throughout our food chain as well, that they're even finding microplastics in people's blood recently reported. So we need to detoxify while we have our hormone levels checked and balanced. I have a detox blog over at my site at theliberationstation.com on the blogs page. Go to detox blog at theliberationstation.com. And, check that out, a little bunch of items you can take. I think calcium bentonite clay would be your best single best thing to take. You can also take things like pregnenolone and essential fatty acids. I like
hemp seed
oil.
Zeolite?
I think zeolite's good, but I'm kind of conflicted about it because I've seen on Natural News, Mike Adams reported that if it's micronized, meaning if it's pulverized, then it's released some of the toxins that it's already absorbed because it's volcanic ash, and over time it's absorbed a lot of toxins, and so pulverized or micronized zeolite might actually release that. It has an adsorptive effect like the calcium bentonite clay and activated charcoal, and freshly ionized alkaline water is another
thing.
What
about cilantro?
Yeah, that's great for heavy metals.
Yep.
I'm mentioning things especially in for detoxifying. That's great, because that throws off your hormones. Specifically, though, to rebalance your hormones, I mentioned pregnenolone, essential fatty acids like from hemp seed oil, DIM, diindolylmethane, that's in cruciferous vegetables. And it's to improve your health, to fight hormonal imbalance-induced cancer. It's not just to make you less confused about what to wear, what your anatomy you think should be, and before you make any long-lasting decisions like changing your anatomy or relationship-wise, you need to detoxify and rebalance your hormones. So for those Chance who might ask what purpose does it serve to have this discussion on a Patriot network, I hope it's helpful to you and and helpful to chance to pass on to someone. Maybe you can, if you see if it serves a purpose.
Right on.
You know, I don't
Chris, what about, I was told by a very famous person that injecting bleach into your system would be a good cure-all. Is that true?
Oh, would that be Trump, maybe? I don't know if he's talking about chlorine dioxide or maybe the disinfectant of ozone, ozone autohemotherapy, or EBO2.
No, all kidding aside, you're right. I was making a Trump joke there, but you're right. Chlorine dioxide, the miracle molecule, as some have called it, and ozone treatment of your blood. I could do, and I did at when I hosted the show, months and months on healing modalities and what we should really be focused on when it comes to health. And I look forward to doing more shows like that. And Chris, I'll have to tune into your show because I know the listeners can hear about that and so much more when you do your show on, what is it, Sundays?
Sundays, 10 to noon Central.
Are you still diving?
Oh, I am. If you like anything that I offered you, a lot of it's still available.
Chris, you called in. You've called into my show for, or when I did a show. It's been a while, but you called in for years, my friend.
Yeah, I did. I remember 2008 was that when Oracle went down, and unfortunately missed your show. But Mike Rivero says you can tell the people who prepped in an emergency; they're the ones who aren't dumpster diving. Well, I beg to differ because we're the ones who are probably the most self-resourceful and realize that folks are wasteful. That, hey, that's, you know, there's price fixing. I think there's price fixing going on because so much perfectly good food never gets marked down before it's tossed at rated expiration, or just because they get a new shipment of produce and they want to put that out and throw away all the old stuff.
Well,
even though there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, not even a bruise.
And we should do a whole show on the supply chain and just how screwed up it is. And we're seeing this now more than ever before. And subsidies still exist where we pay farmers millions, if not billions of dollars, not to grow food. We have, you know, them burning crops, pouring milk down the drain.
Yeah.
And yet we see this disruption in our food supply, in our supply chain. It's all backwards. It's controlled obsolescence at its finest. And we're in for a rude awakening if we continue down this path.
Right. Yeah, I covered that 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago on my show at the start of the show. The farmers showing their letters or on video, but of course they can't hear it on here. The video I referred to where they're showing the letters and the government telling them that, we're going to pay you and you get some carbon credits if you do it without a tractor, but instead
of
a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Chris,
all right, brother, take great care.
You brought us to the end of the show. That went by extremely fast. Do me a favor, email RBN and tell them never to let this loudmouth Jew on the radio again. Tell them you hated hearing the show. Tell them that you're never going to donate again because they had Bob Tuscan fill in. But if you did like it, it was good to talk to you, and I really appreciate your time. Hopefully we covered some productive material. If not, we'll try to do it some other time. All right, love you guys. Have a great night.
We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.